Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
It's Christmas Eve, folks. We're down to our last two movies on our At The Movies Advent calendar. Today, an absolute classic, 1983's A Christmas Story, directed by Bob Clark. It is based on the memoirs of Gene Shepherd, who's a humorist who used to do a lot of radio. He actually narrates the movie as well. It stars Peter Billingsley as young Ralphie. It's got Darren McGavin and Melinda Dillon as the weirdest, most wonderfully touching, beautiful parents ever.
But very weird.
It's set in the 1940s and essentially is about a young boy who attempts to convince everyone around him, his teacher, his parents, Santa Claus, that he really needs a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas. And I mean, that is it. That is the premise of this entire film, yes. And it's so good.
The rest of it's just vignettes around it, right?
Yeah. The best vignettes. I mean, the movie is filled with all of these small scenes and stories that are charming, but just hilarious. Man, the moment with the lamp.
Yeah.
There is a lamp.
This is the movie that taught me the word fragile.
Yes.
The correct pronunciation.
Right. Of fragile. The father gets a parcel.
It's a prize, I think.
It's an award. Yeah. And he gets his massive box, and it's got the tackiest lamp, which is a woman's leg in fishnet stockings as the base and then a top.
And he loves it.
He absolutely loves it.
He's proud as punch about it.
Oh, he's looking at the box and he's like, what is this? Fragile, it must be Italian. And the wife is like, I think it's fragile.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's
foreshadowing.
Like, placing it in the middle of the room where everyone can see it from the street. He asked the kids to turn off the lights so that he can go
see what
look
it looks
at it.
Like, yeah.
It's full of these little moments that all surround little Ralphie's kind of quest to get this BB gun, which everyone is convinced you're going to shoot your eye out.
Yeah. This is the one as well with the licking the flagpole, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is where the double dog dare you.
I triple dog dare you.
This is where this whole lexicon entered my head because this, we talked about Gremlins earlier. I was too scared the first time I saw it. And just looking at the times, seeing as Gremlins was 84 and this was 83, there was a long delay back in those days before movies crossed the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Because I left Gremlins because I was so scared and went into this about quarter way in and was like, what is this movie?
Oh, no. And what's more, Gene Shepherd's narration is so charming. Mm. Like,
yeah.
Because I guess he's got that radio experience and the way he tells stories, even that bit with they're daring one of their classmates to stick his tongue out on a frozen pole.
Yeah.
And his tongue gets stuck.
You have to hold it there for a certain amount of time.
You got to hold it for a certain amount of time and then see if it's going to get stuck to the flagpole, right?
And then they leave him there.
And they leave him there. But his narration about daring and double daring and double dog daring, and he goes, you know, well, he broke protocol by jumping straight to triple dog.
Triple dog dare. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
I just remember the kid, like, he's just out there on his own, right?
He's waving his hands.
Yeah, because the teacher's asking where he was, right? And they sort of point at the window. And I think I wasn't expecting to not see the adult. The voice of adult Ralphie, right? This, I felt it was like a flashback thing and you're going to watch this, but then you're going to flash to forward and then he's going to be like, yep, that gun was such a bad... I was expecting that. But it didn't. It didn't give in to that urge, right?
It's the Wonder Years.
Yeah. It's the Wonder Years, but just done in one movie. And that kid is amazing.
Yeah.
The editing is perfect. Some of that timing between his reaction and the narration is just spot on.
And he has all of these weird fantasy sequences as well as to what he would do with the gun and how he'd fight off robbers.
Save his family from robbers attacking the house. That was great. Like,
and then he almost ends up shooting his eye out.
It's the way they did it.
It's like, you know, you're going to shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
It's just a weird way of saying it. It's like you're going to shoot yourself in the eye. You're going to shoot your eye out. I've shot my eye out.
Now, this is an absolutely charming film.
Yeah, it is.
Watching this movie, all of these scenes are so good. They stand out. They kind of embed themselves into your memory. The washing your mouth out with soap scene. So he says the F word. He drops the F bomb when he's trying to help his dad.
But even then, the build up to that is great because it does. It's in slow mo. The young Ralphie goes fudge, and then you hear the narrator go, "But I didn't say fudge.
I said the worst word of all." And it cuts away because the dad goes, "Do you want to know what your son just did?" And he whispers in the mother's ear, and she's like, "No!" And he cuts away, and he's got soap in his mouth, and the narrator just goes about how, you know, it's not ivory or palm olive, but it's life boy soap.
and he talks about how the other two would be not so bad. He said he's gotten used to the taste a little, but the life boy one, he just can't quite get, you know?
Man, it's great.
I think this is up there. I mean, of all the movies we've done, I think A Christmas Story, I think, touched me the most. Maybe it's also because we're getting closer and closer to actual Christmas.
Also, it's kind of subversive. It's like, it's not the saccharine Christmas family movie you're expecting. You know, that lamp isn't long for this world, and you know.
Oh, and even that scene when the lamp breaks and the father's desperately trying to glue it together, and the mum's just in the background laughing, like trying to contain her laughter. You just see her shaking in the background.
But the build up to that was interesting because the father's in the basement, and then the mum walks out with a pail, right? And then the narrator goes, "This story will always be argued in the future because nobody really knows what happened. Did she mean it? Did she not?" And it happens off camera. We don't know. So we as the audience also do not know.
That's great.
But it's just that set up by the narrator as well. It's just
that just prepares us for all those arguments we'll have in our later lives with loved ones where there's never an answer and it goes on forever.
Yeah, it'll just go on forever. Yeah.
It's also subversive in the way that it doesn't necessarily go down the road of a Charlie Brown Christmas or even Miracle on 34th Street, where they kind of paint this idea of wanting gifts for Christmas as a bad thing, as a marketing capitalist tool, right? Mm. I mean, here they completely embrace it because the narrator's talking about the kid world, the kid universe, and this is all we want as kids.
Yeah.
And so it's incredibly real because that's all we did. I remember in school as well when teachers would ask us to write essays on what we'd want for Christmas. You know, in
that's
our
just
brains,
not hiding to nothing. That's just preparing the parents for just disappointment and suffering.
Because in our brains, we're thinking that it's actually going to make some sort of difference.
This is how I'll get it.
Yeah. I will write the best damn essay ever.
And my teacher will call out my mom and goes, "You know, your son deserves this thing.
Deserves that Nintendo.
He got the A." Yeah.
Saying that Game Boy really, really deserves it.
Yeah. And you can't shoot your eye out with a Game Boy.
You can't. The writing of the movie, the directing of the movie, it kind of explores a side of human nature that comes from a deep understanding of human nature. But what's more, when you watch this film now, you're thinking, huh, this is in America? I mean, it's set in the 1940s.
But it's made in the 1980s.
It's made in the 1980s. And even then, it was in America that didn't exist. But watching it in 2017, you're like, this is a world that doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Right? And that in itself, you know, the lines for the department store, Santa, the romance of radio programs, it's just fantastic.
How excited he was when he finally got the Annie Oakley
decoder ring thing.
Yeah, only to decode the message and then find out, "Don't forget to drink your Ovaltine." He just crummy commercial. Yeah, he just got really annoyed at that, and you remember those things, right? You remember finding that toy at the bottom of your cereal box, only for it to be selling out more things, you know. But that's what it was to be a kid at that age.
Yeah, A Christmas Story is a 5-star movie if we ever saw one.
Yeah, the acting's great throughout. All the kids were amazing. Ralphie's younger brother is spot on. I don't know why he's sitting he sits in the cabinet under the sink, by the way. That's just what he does.
That's just people kids did. I did that apparently when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Well, it was a cabinet, it was just a space, but it was kind of...
Oh. No, but it's a, and I like that the mother walks up and sort of knocks on the door and opens.
Oh, he's in his office.
Yeah, he's in his office. Yeah. It's like the mother just looks around and goes, where is that boy? Oh, yes. If he's not here, he must be in the office. Mm. Yeah, and it's great. I love it. It's so sweet.
Go check out A Christmas Story. It is exactly what you need on Christmas Eve.
Don't accidentally watch A Christmas Story 2.
Oh,
because they
God,
made a sequel
I
in
forgot.
2012.
They made a sequel.
With Daniel. It's 5 years on. Ralphie has his eyes fixed on a car, but trouble is sure to follow. Daniel Stern plays the dad, and I just see a photo on IMDb of him holding another leg lamp, as if, you know, might as well go. If you're going to revisit the well, you might as well come back with a lamp.
Oh, God.
Do not watch that movie.
Don't watch that one.
But let us know what you think of this one. I'm on Twitter, at Uma Vagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
This is your At The Movies Advent Calendar. We've got our top selection coming tomorrow, so don't go anywhere. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.